Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Take It by Bold Faith, already in progress.
He's listening, I guarantee. So this pastor, this is the only thing I remember about his sermon that day. It had about a 2-hour service, but this is the only thing I remember. But boy, I remember this well. He said that afternoon after I'd made that statement to the Lord to send me a demon, he said, I'm walking home because I only live 4 or 5 blocks from the church. He said, I'm going along there. And all of a sudden, he said, beautiful day, gorgeous day. He said, all of a sudden, I hear a scream, a blood-curdling scream. He said, I look back over here, and there's a set of apartments over there. And said, an old, white-headed woman, hair everywhere, with a great big butcher knife in her hands, running straight at me, screaming, I'm going to kill you. He said, man, I started digging out, running to the house. He said, for the next 3 blocks, my shirt tail didn't even hit my backside. I'm going so fast. He said, I get up there about 3 blocks, and I began to look back, and I don't see nothing. And I stopped and looked back, and I said, wow, wonder where she went. And the Lord says, I thought you were ready. So he sent that demon, didn't he? I thought you were ready. So don't make a stupid statement like that unless you're really ready. If you're really ready, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, just like that time David, me and Cheryl was out there in New Mexico, that we cast those demons out of that woman all day long for 7.5 hours. I could not get them last 2 demons out. And I thought I had quite a bit of demonology in me. I thought I knew quite a bit. But I couldn't get them last 2 out. We got 2,821 of them out. That's how many that woman had. When I asked her, I said, how many demons is in you? She spoke right out of her mouth and said, there's 2,823 demons in me. And so I said, well, you're going to come out. And when I did, I said, now come out in the name of Jesus. I mean, she'd done the most wild thing I've ever seen in my life and then spoke to me and says, we're not coming out because we have legal right to be here. I thought that was a lie, but I found out it was true. She had a sin in her life, and I couldn't get those demons out. We fought that battle for 7.5 hours, and them last 2 would not come out. Finally, I looked over the clock, and I said, Lord, I said, in 1 hour, I've got to speak at a church tonight. And I said, Lord, when's this going to be over? And he spoke something in my spirit right then, just as solid as a rock that I'll never forget. He said, son, I fulfilled everything and done everything on the cross. It's all done. You have been given all power and all authority over the spirit world, just like I said in my word. So when you believe it's done, when you believe it's done, that's when it'll be done. But it's already done. But you got to believe. Wow! I mean, I jumped back up on that woman. I mean, we're in mine and Cheryl's bed, in our bedroom at that hotel. Dave's holding that poor woman's feet down, because she's trying to kick me. Cheryl's got a pillow up under her side there, where she's throwing up a foam junk that comes out of her every once in a while. So I just pounced up on that woman, held her down on that bed, and I screamed like I've never screamed. I said, you demons of hell. I said, I know we have remitted her sins. Her sins are taken care of. And I said, you're coming out of her, and you're not going to put up, I'm not going to put up with this any longer. This is the last time I'm going to speak to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, every one of you, to come out of her and never enter her again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, it's done. And I jumped up off her, looked back down at that woman, and I said, woman, I guarantee you're delivered in the name of Jesus. And she opened her eyes and looked up at Cheryl and said, who are you? And Cheryl's been right there all afternoon for hours. Then she looks at me. She said, who are you? And I said, well, I'm just a pastor that was getting you set free and healed. She looked down and she's at Dave. He's holding her feet. And she said, what are you doing holding my feet? And they've been holding them all afternoon. She didn't remember a thing, not a thing. But I will have to say, that soaked in on me pretty quick. It took a couple of months to soak in on Dave. But a couple of months later, Dave finally got that revelation just like I did, when God says it's already done, it's done. You ask Dave now, when he cast a demon out, what does he expect to happen? He expects that beast to go. So when he preach, when he speaks in faith, then he can say also, just like I've learned to say, I command you to come out. Now then, you're delivered. I guarantee it. And guess what happens? They get delivered. They get delivered. Isn't that amazing? You have to believe with no doubt in your heart. We need men and women today that has this knowledge in them that they're not afraid of the devil. I mean, you know, why be afraid of the beast if Jesus defeated him and gave you all power and all authority over him? You know, so, I mean, we go by what we see too much. We go by these things. You know, if we had a, you know, when those five men got killed here in Dallas just recently, all we needed was one man, if we had him. But obviously we didn't have him. But all we needed was one man down there that night when those guys got shot to go over there and lay hands on them men and raise them from the dead. Did you know that's available to us?
Yes.
That is available. But we just can't find nobody can do it. I remember the first man, only man I've ever seen Jesus raise from the dead with me. I was asleep in the middle of the night, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, when a man had a massive heart attack and died. And then the paramedic, which was his son-in-law, called me about 1:30, 2 o'clock, whatever it was, and told me, Thurman, we've lost him. And I said, well, let's pray. Now, this young man and the man that I'm telling you about, they were all Church of Christ. Now, only one church worse than that, and that's the Baptist. And the Methodist. And the Pentecostals. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I mean, we're all dead. We don't believe anything. We really don't. But anyway, whenever he said, we've lost him, he's been dead about 30 minutes. I said, well, let's pray. He said, Thurman, it's too late to pray. He's dead. How long did they say that Lazarus was dead? So that's not a problem with God, is it? It's not a problem at all. It is a problem with us. Here's the problem right here. This is the problem. So anyway, if you look at the circumstances and the man's been dead with no pulse for 30 minutes, well, it's over. I mean, you know, send him to the morgue. My goodness gracious, you know, have an ambulance come pick him up or something. But ain't no use to say nothing over him because even God couldn't raise him from the dead. We know that ain't true, don't we? After all, he hadn't been dead but 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And, you know, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. And Jesus spoke to him, didn't he? That ought to be something for us to work on. So anyway, whenever I told him it's never too late to pray, he said, no, Thurman, it's too late to pray. So I prayed. Now, I realized that coming out of this dead sleep, God was doing something in me that I didn't know what he was doing, but he had to be doing it all because I'm asleep. But I wake up and then I pray and I rebuke the spirit of death. Something like this. I said, Satan, I rebuke you, that spirit of death. I command that spirit of death to come out of him and go to the abyss and never enter him again. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to put the spirit of life back in him. Thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. And he screamed on the other end and said, my God, I got a pulse. I got a pulse. He's breathing. Well, what did Jesus tell us to do? Go out and raise the dead? That's what he said. It's unfortunate that none of us seem to can get it. That's the only one I've ever seen done. So anyway, he told him, said, I'm going to take him down to the hospital in Irving. I said, okay, I'm going to get up and come down there. And so I got up, put my clothes on, and I drove to Irving to the hospital. When I went in down there, I said, Doc, it's about 5 o'clock in the morning when I got there. I said, Doc, where's so-and-so? He said, he's right down in room 13. I said, how's he doing? He said, well, he'd have been better off if he'd have stayed dead. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the paramedic said he was dead for 30 minutes. No pulse, nothing. Flatlined for 30 minutes. So he said he'll be a vegetable. And so he would have been better off if he'd have just went ahead and died. I said, Doc, do you see those hands? And he looked at me and he said, well, yes. I said, Jesus said, now see, you get in trouble when you start quoting Jesus. Jesus said, go lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. He didn't say they'd be a vegetable, did he?
No.
See, this separates the men from the boys. I mean, to tell you, most of my life I've been one of the boys. I've not been a man about none of this. I've been a boy. I think it's time, Lord, you do something and start raising us up and making more men out of us and not so many boys. Lord, anyway, I went in, and after the, when I said, the Lord said for me to lay hands on them and they'll let them recover, that doctor just looked over at me and rolled his eyes like this. Oh, and he walked off. I don't blame, if I'd have been a doctor back in those days, I'd have probably done the same thing. Some crazy guy's coming in here. Well, the man lived. He recovered completely, and he's still alive today. That's been 20 or 25 years ago, and that guy's still alive and well today. And in fact, the other day I was over in Denton in the tax office getting some license plates from one of my trucks, and there he stood in the line. I got to talk to him. So I thought, wow. So when we don't think we can do this kind of stuff, in fact, God gave me a second chance. I'll never forget this either. A good friend of mine from Comanche, Texas. They called me on a Friday afternoon. This was probably 6 months, a few months anyway, after this man was raised from the dead right here. And he called me from Comanche. His wife actually called me from Comanche and told me, said, Thurman, his name was Jack. He says, Jack got a bad diagnosis from the doctor today. He said that he has a very rapid growing cancer and he only has about 3 months left to live. Now, I got faith for these kind of deals. I said, we'll come down there Monday. I'll call work and tell them I'm going to be out of work for Monday. We're going to drive down there Monday. And I said, I'm going to get this man healed. He'd been a good friend of mine for years. So we got up early Monday morning. We drove to Comanche, got there about 10 o'clock, about a 2.5-3 hour drive from our house. Got there, and when I got there, there was 4, 5, 6 cars in front of his house. I thought, boy, he must have got a lot of something wrong here. People, too many people visiting. 10 o'clock in the morning, people don't usually come to see that many people at 10 o'clock in the morning unless something happened. So I walked up and walked in the front door, and she said, Thurman, you're too late. He just passed away. She said, just about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, he died. I walked in there. The undertaker was sitting there in the bedroom. He's laying on the bed. I walked over and put my hands on him, and I should have never done that. When I put my hands on him, he's hard, cold, stone dead. Now, at that point, I completely forgot who I was. All of a sudden, I became Thurman Scribner without any power in me or nothing.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Take It by Bold Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.